the cause and is meant for.
Is the cause and is meant for.
Veda.
Veda.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Deva.
Deva.
The demigod.
The demigod.
Narayana.
Narayana.
The Supreme Lord.
The Supreme Lord.
Angaja.
Angaja.
Assisting hands.
Assisting hands.
Narayana.
Narayana.
The personality of Godhead.
The personality of Godhead.
Para.
Para.
For the sake of.
For the sake of.
Loka.
Loka.
The planets.
The planets.
Narayana.
Narayana.
The Supreme Lord.
The Supreme Lord.
Para.
Para.
Just please him.
Just please him.
Makaha.
Makaha.
All sacrifices.
All sacrifices.
Translation. The Vedic literatures are meant by and meant for the Supreme Lord. The demigods are also meant for serving the Lord as parts of the body. The different planets are also meant for the sake of the Lord, and different sacrifices are performed just to please him. Please repeat. The Vedic literatures,
the Vedic literatures
are made by,
are made by,
and are meant for,
and are meant for
the Supreme Lord.
The Supreme Lord.
The demigods are also meant for, serving the Lord,
serving the Lord,
as parts of the body,
as parts of the body.
The different planets,
the different planets,
are also meant for the sake of the Lord,
are also meant for the sake of the Lord.
And different sacrifices,
and different sacrifices,
are performed just to please him,
are performed just to please him.
Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Sure.
According to the Vedanta Sutras, Shastra Jonitat, the Supreme Lord is the author of the all revealed scriptures. And all revealed scriptures are for knowing the Supreme Lord. The Vedas mean knowledge that leads to the Lord. The Vedas are made just to revive the forgotten consciousness of the conditioned souls. And any literature which is not meant for reviving God consciousness is rejected at once by the Narayana Para devotees. Such deluding books of knowledge, not having Narayan as their aim, are not at all knowledge, but are the playgrounds of crows who are interested in the rejected refuse of the world. Any book of knowledge, science or art, must lead to the knowledge of Narayan, otherwise it must be rejected. That is the way of advancement in knowledge. The supreme worshipable deity is Narayan. The demigods are recommended secondarily for worship in relation to Narayan, because the demigods are assisting hands in the management of the universal affairs. As the officers of a kingdom are respected due to their relation to the king, similarly the demigods are worshipped due to their relation to the Lord. Without the Lord's relation, worship of the demigods is unauthorized, abhiti purvakam, just as it is improper to water the leaves and branches of a tree without watering its root. Therefore, the demigods are also dependent on Narayan. The lokas, or different planets, are attractive because there are different varieties of life and bliss, partially representing the Satchidananda Vigraha. Everyone wants the eternal life of bliss and knowledge. In the material world, such eternal life of bliss and knowledge is progressively realized in upper planets. But after reaching there, one is inclined to achieve further progress along the path back to Godhead. Duration of life without a proportionate quantity of bliss and knowledge may be increased from one planet to another. One can increase the duration of life to thousands and hundreds of thousands of years in different planets, but nowhere is there eternal life. But one who can reach the highest planet of Brahma can aspire to reach the planets in the spiritual sky, where life is eternal. Therefore, the progressive journey from one planet to another is culminated by reaching the supreme planet of the Lord, Madhama, where life is eternal and full of bliss and knowledge. All different kinds of sacrifices are performed just to satisfy Lord Narayan with a view to reach him. And the best sacrifice recommended in the age of Kali is Sankirtan Yagya, the mainstay of devotional service of a Narayana Pada devotee. It's a beautiful purport, giving practically the summary of the whole Vedic understanding. And the shloka is also very significant here, which is pointing out that the ultimate goal of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. The translation goes like, the Vedic literatures are made by and are meant for the Supreme Lord. The demigods are also meant for serving the Lord as parts of the body. The different planets are also meant for the sake of the Lord, and different sacrifices are performed just to please Him. So first, here it has been pointed out that the Vedas are meant for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. Different demigods are also meant for serving the Lord, as different parts of the body serves the whole body. And thirdly, different planets are also meant for the sake of the Lord. And fourth is the different sacrifices are performed just to please Him. Generally, the Vedas appear to be very confusing to most of the people. As a matter of fact, it is natural, because Vedas are so vast and so many different kinds of activities have been prescribed in the Vedas, that it is practically impossible to understand the purport of the Vedas unless and until one has the total understanding of the Vedas. That's why when the sages assembled in the forest of Naimisharana to ward off the influence of Kali by performing the 1,000-year-long sacrifice, then Suta Goswami was requested to accept the Vyasasan in order to impart the real knowledge to them, because Suta Goswami was the most qualified person. And one of the first questions they asked him was, Prayan alpayusha shobho kalavashmin yuge janan mando sumando matayo mando bhagga hi upadruta. In this age of Kali, most of the people have a very, very short duration of life. Compared to other ages, the duration of life of these people of this age of Kali is very, very short. It's only 100 years. And hardly anyone survives for 100 years. It has been described in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that as the Kali Yuga, as the age of Kali progresses, the duration will keep becoming shorter and shorter. And ultimately, if a man lives for 30 years, then people will consider that he lived a very long life. So that is how Kali Yuga is going to influence with its with the people of this age. And so it has been pointed out that the duration of life of this people in this age of Kali is very, very short. And on top of that, they are very lazy. Their mentality is very perverted, and they are constantly being troubled by the material calamities, upadruta. And then the next thing, right after that, they are saying that bhurini bhuri karmani shrotabani vibhagasha. But in the Vedas, the Vedas are vast, and in the Vedas, innumerable activities have been prescribed. Shrotabani vibhagasha. And unless and until one has the total understanding of the Vedas, unless one has mastered the entire Vedas, it is impossible for them to understand the purport of the Vedas, the real meaning of the Vedas. So, it has also been further analyzed, like the Vedas have been compared to a cow, and Krishna has been compared to a cowherd boy. Krishna actually is the cowherd boy who protects the cow of Vedas. And Arjuna is the calf. And Krishna milked the cow, and the milk that came out from that cow of Veda is Bhagavad Gita. And same way the Srimad Bhagavatam is also the essence of the entire Vedas. So the purpose of the cow is to get the milk. The purpose of tending a cow or keeping a cow is to get the milk of the cow. But instead of getting the milk of the cow, if somebody takes different parts of the cow, then what happens? Then it becomes the most heinous crime, the most degraded sin, to eat the body of a cow, the flesh of a cow. But the cow is actually meant for the milk. So, the same way, unless and until one is able to receive the essence of the Vedas, that is, the understanding about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Vedas, the cultivation of Vedas is meaningless. It is like taking different parts of the cow and eating it. And that's why the Vedas, unless and until one comes to this platform of worshipping Narayan, one cannot possibly understand the real purport or real meaning of the Vedas. So that has been pointed out here. The purpose of the Vedic literatures is to reveal the identity of Krishna, Narayan, and help one to establish a relationship with Narayan. If that does not take place, it is just a waste of time. Shramo eva hi kevala. Dharma shanushthita pumsha visrakshena kathasuya notpadayat jadi ratim shramo eva hi kevala. If one is performing dharma according to the instructions of the Vedas, but if performance of those dharma or religious activities do not help one to develop a loving relationship with the Lord, then it is simply a waste of time. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna pointed out very clearly that Vedaishcha sarvairaham eva vedda vedanta krit vedavid eva chaham. In all the Vedas, I alone am to be understood. Sarvai vedaishcha aham eva vedda. In all the Vedas, Krishna alone is to be understood. And Krishna is the compiled the propounder of the Vedas and the knower of the Vedas. Vedanta krit vedavid eva chaham. But instead of approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the Vedas, if one utilizes the Vedas or the Vedic instructions for something else, then it is a very, very unfortunate involvement. That has been described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Karma kando, jnana kando, shakuli bishero bhando. Omrita janiya jeva khai, nana joni bhumon kare, padarjo bhakkhan kare, tar janno adhokpate jaye. That is, the Vedas have three sections. Karma kando, jnana kando, and upasana kando. Karma kando describes how one should act in order to enjoy this material nature. The Vedas are giving the directions how one can enjoy in this material platform. That is called Karma Kanda section of the Vedas. Then Jnana Kanda section describes that how one can understand this material nature and how one can get out of this material nature. The process of liberation, moksha. So that is called Jnana Kanda. But in Chaitanya, and beyond that is Upasana Kanda, or the direct service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, it has been pointed out in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda section of the Vedas is like a pot of poison. And by mistake, if one drinks that pot of poison, then he is doomed to extinction. Omrita janiya jeva khai. And what happens to him? Nana joni bhraman kare. He travels from different wombs in this material nature, taking different births in different bodies. And padarjo bhakkhan kare. He eats all kinds of garbage. And tar janno adhopate jaye. his birth is simply doomed to extinction. It's a very important thing to understand. Just to follow the Vedas is not enough. Especially in India, it is very common that so many people are pursuing spiritual life in so-called way. But from this point of view, we can see that they are simply wasting their time. Because unless and until, not padayat jodi rathim, unless and until one develops a loving attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is simply a waste of time. It's very significant also to understand that the Vedas have been further defined by Upanishads and Puranas. The Vedas have been explained through the Upanishads and Puranas. Upanishad means the knowledge that has been received at the lotus feet of the Guru. Upanishad, being situated at the lotus feet of a spiritual master, the knowledge that one receives is called Upanishad. And Puran means the historical commentary of the pastimes of the Lord and his devotees. So out there are in many, many Puranas and Upanishads. There are 18 Purans and there are 108 Upanishads. But out of all these Purans and Upanishads, there is the highest of all these Upanishads is Gita Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, that has been given by the Lord himself, or the knowledge that Arjuna received sitting at the lotus feet of the Supreme Guru, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. That is the highest of all Upanishads. If Upanishad means the knowledge that has been received sitting at the lotus feet of the Lord, or being situated at the lotus feet of the Guru, then the knowledge that has been received by Arjuna sitting at the lotus feet of the Supreme Guru Krishna is undoubtedly the best of all Upanishads. And it has been said also, Sarva Upanishadu Gavo, all the Upanishads have been compared to a cow, Dogdha Gopalanandana, and Krishna, the cowherd boy, milked that cow. And Arjuna is the Nimitta, the calf. And the Mahatmas, the saintly personalities, drink that nectar that Krishna milked from the cow of Vedas, and that is Bhagavad Gita. And out of all the Puranas, the best of Puran, the Amal Puran, is Srimad Bhagavatam. The uncontaminated glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And that also has been described as Nigama Kalpa Tarur Galitam Phalam. The Vedas have been compared to a Kalpa Vriksha, a desire tree. Nigama means the Vedas. And Kalpa Vriksha, from the desire tree called the Vedas, the ripened fruit that emerged is Srimad Bhagavatam. The ripened fruit of the desire tree of the Vedas is Srimad Bhagavatam. And not only that, Nigama Kalpa Tarur Galitam Phalam, not only is the ripened fruit of the desire tree called Vedas, but this fruit has been touched by the lips of Sukadeva Goswami. Sukamukhad Amrita Dravasamjutam. This fruit has been blended with the nectar from Sukadeva Goswami's mouth. Pivata Bhagavata Rasamalayam Mukuraha Rasika Bhuvi Bhavuka. And those who are expert in relishing the mellows, Rasikas, they constantly drink this nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. And it has further been described also as in Chaitanya Charitamrita as the Vedas have been compared to yogurt or cream. And churning that cream, the butter that came out is the Vedas, is the Bhagavata. So, this way we can see that how wonderfully, by the mercy of the Lord, we have an access to the essence of the entire Vedic literatures through Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he preached and he accepted these two literatures and he taught from these two literatures, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Because in this age of Kali, people do not have the ability to study all the Vedas and then come to the conclusion. It is good if one can study, but one must study under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master. One should not just pick up the books and start reading it, because then it will be very, very confusing. I notice there are so many people, those who are apparently quite learned with the Vedic knowledge, but they do not have the proper understanding of the Vedas. Like, they do not accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's another thing that's very common in India, that practically everybody accepts Bhagavad Gita. Everybody, anybody who has taken spiritual life accepts Bhagavad Gita. But not everybody accepts Krishna. That's a very strange thing to notice. That Krishna is the author of Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna has given the Bhagavad Gita through Arjuna. And practically in every page of Bhagavad Gita that has been mentioned. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna makes it very clear that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Iswara sarva bhutanam riddheshe arjuna tishtati. Or aham sarvasya prabhupamattu sarvan pravartate. Iti matva bhajante imam buddha bhava samannita. Krishna is telling, aham sarvasya prabhupamattu sarvan pravartate. Everything comes out of me. And everything is resting in me. And knowing that, when one worships me, he is considered to be a wise man. So although Krishna time and time again, he reminds in Bhagavad Gita that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but still people do not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, it's mainly due to Shankaracharya's teaching. Shankaracharya came to bewilder the atheistic people. And he came with a mission to do that, and he gave a interpretation of the Vedic, of Vedanta, as an impersonal effulgence, as the cause of everything material and spiritual. He did not actually accept spiritual as such. He ultimately reaches the Brahman and lives it at that, that everything is caused by Brahman. Everything is a vikar or transformation of Brahman. And Brahman is nirakar, nirvishesh, nishaktik. Brahman is formless, without any potency, and without any variety. So that is Shankaracharya's Mayavad philosophy. And due to that philosophy, most of the people have become bewildered. And they think that ultimately, everything is nirvishesh, impersonal, and without variety. It is just a kind of energy. But beyond the energy, they do not consider the energetic. Actually, it's true that Brahma is the cause of all causes in the material nature. Sarvam khalidam Brahma. Everything is nothing but Brahma. There is no denying that fact. But Brahma is not the ultimate end. Beyond Brahma, there is Param Brahma. And that Param Brahma is Krishna. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramang Bhavan. It has been described in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is telling Krishna. After Arjuna realized that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Arjuna is offering his prayers to Krishna. That Krishna, you are the Param Brahma. Krishna did not address, Arjuna did not address Krishna as Brahma, but he says Param Brahma. That is, you are the Supreme Brahma. Now, Brahma is Nirvishesh, or Brahma is impersonal and without variety, without personality. But Param Brahma is the person, the Supreme Person. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma is the supreme abode of everything, even the source of Brahma. Brahma nohi pratishtaham. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita that I am the origin of Brahma. I am the source of Brahma. I am the shelter of Brahma. Brahma nohi pratishtaham. So, it has been pointed out there, Arjuna is pointing out through his prayers that Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Ahuste Rishayo Sharve Devarshi Naradastatha. He's telling that it's not that only I am telling you that you are the Supreme Brahma, you are the Supreme Abode, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but that same fact has been revealed by all the great sages. Aha means to say, and Ahaste, that has been said. Rishayo Sarve, all the sages have also said that. And who are those sages? He's saying Devarshi, Narad, Vyas, etc. So all the sages have explained that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not that Krishna is just an ordinary personality like us. No, Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and he came down in order to show us the way back to Godhead. We all are trapped in this material nature, which is like a prison house. And the way in the prison house everyone is destined to suffer, we are also suffering in this material nature. And although we want to get rid of that suffering, although we want to get out of that suffering, but still we do not know how to get out of the suffering. But very mercifully the Lord came and he pointed out, he showed us the way beyond this material nature, a way out of this suffering. So that is the first aspect, that the Vedas are meant for revealing the identity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vedas do not have any other objective but to reveal the identity of the Lord. And then it is pointed out that the demigods are also meant for serving the Lord as part and as the parts of the body serves the body. Often it is considered that all the demigods, in Sanskrit it's called, the word is devata. There are two expressions. One is devas and the other is Bhagavan. Now, demigods are called devatas. They are also very powerful personalities, and they are the controllers of different departments of the material nature. And so they are very powerful personalities. There is a demigod called Agni who controls the entire fire department. There is Varun who controls the water department. And Vayu who controls the air department. And then there is Durga, who is the controller of the entire material nature, Mahamaya. And so this way, there are different demigods, those who are controlling different aspects of this material nature. And they are very powerful personalities. But ultimately, they are also meant for serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not that these demigods are independent. They all are subordinate, they all are servants of the Supreme Lord, Narayan or Krishna. It's like, it can be compared to different departmental heads in a company and the chairman, or say different directors of different departments and the chairman. Like to a layman, to an ignorant person, it may seem that these directors are the Lord of the company, or the chief man of the company. like a person who is dealing with the who is selling things to the company, he may think that the marketing director is the most important person in the company, because the way he is approaching to him, actually marketing director is the most important person. Or a person who is buying things from that company, for him the sales director may appear to be the most important person in the company. And a person who is involved in the production, to him the production director may seem to be the most important person in the company. But ultimately all these people are under the chairman of the company. The chairman is the head of the company, business organization. So the same way, these different departmental heads, the demigods, are like the directors of different departments. But Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, the supreme chairman. And so generally people do that, they worship different demigods and they think that they are the ultimate controller. But a man who is situated in knowledge, he knows that even these demigods, the devas, are nothing but the servants of Narayan or Krishna. It has been Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. There are different Ishvaras or controllers. These demigods can be sometimes addressed as Ishvara, means controllers, because they are controlling different departments. They are controlling this material nature. But Ishvara Parama Krishna, Krishna is the Parama Ishvara, supreme controller. And he is the Sarva Karana Karana. Ete Chamsha Kalapumsha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vakulam Loke Mirayanti Yuge Yuge. Time and time again it has been pointed out that Krishna is the supreme Ishvara, the supreme personality of Godhead. And the demigods are meant for serving Krishna. The objective, the business of the demigods, the duties of the demigods are to serve the supreme personality of Godhead. And different planets are also meant for the sake of the Lord. We have to understand that the planets that we are in, these planets are actually not for our enjoyment, but they are actually meant for Krishna's enjoyment, Narayan's enjoyment, meant for Narayan. Nowadays, in the atheistic culture, in this atheistic society, everybody is claiming that everything is his. Individually, people are claiming that something, some portion of land is his land, some building is his building, some assets are his assets, and so on and so forth. And collectively, they are claiming that a land belongs to that collective group, as a nation, and so on and so forth. So there is selfishness is very rampant in this world today. Extended selfishness has become manifest in the form of nationality and so on and so forth. But actually, this whole planet, this entire earth planet, is meant for Narayan. Everybody in this earth planet should worship Narayan, knowing that this place is Narayan's place. It belongs to Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we must learn how to engage everything in His service and how to become a servant, how to become an able and qualified servant of Narayan. That is the business that everybody has in this planet, knowing that this planet actually belongs to Narayan. It is not that the part of planet belongs to the people of America, part of the planet belongs to people of
different countries in Europe and Africa and Asia.
No,
everything together belongs to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we must use everything in the service of the Lord and thus become qualified to become His servant. And different sacrifices are performed just to please Him. And when we offer something in sacrifice, it is meant for Narayan's pleasure. It is not that we'll make some sacrifice and as a result of sacrifice, we will get our pleasure, our enjoyment. Generally, that's how it happens. People perform some sacrifice or people give something in charity simply in order to get something in return. Like they think that they will perform sacrifice so that they can have prosperity, so that they can ultimately enjoy themselves. But here it has been pointed out that all the sacrifices also should be performed for the sake of pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. And if we do that, then our life becomes successful. And that is the goal of ISKCON. This International Society for Krishna Consciousness is actually following these principles to the point. Because our basis is the Vedic literatures. Books are the basis. And what books? Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is actually a continuation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Books are the basis, and we are well aware of the facts, well aware of the fact rather, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and different demigods are also servants of Krishna. Of course, that doesn't mean that we become disrespectful towards demigods. No. We are respectful towards them because we are also servants of the Lord and they are also servants of the Lord. But they are greater servants, bigger servants. So we become subordinate to them and serve the Lord. Through them, we render service to the Lord. And that's how we become situated in the right path of devotional service. And we know that everything in this planet belongs to Krishna. Krishna is the supreme proprietor. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. Krishna announced in Bhagavad Gita that He is the supreme proprietor and He is the supreme enjoyer. He is the supreme enjoyer and He is the supreme proprietor. Sarvaloka maheshwaram. Maha Ishwar, the supreme lord of sarvaloka. So, and then whatever we do is just in order to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We do not have any other objective, any other goal, but to please the Lord. Sankirtan, jagai sankirtanai praye. In this age of Kali, the sacrifice, the bona fide sacrifice is sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name and the total glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sankirtan has another meaning. One meaning is, of course, congregational chanting. Bahubhir milita jat kirtanam. When many people get together to sing the glories of the Lord, that is called Sankirtan. And another meaning of Sankirtan is sammak kirtan. When everything is used to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is also Sankirtan. And actually, that is our mission. We are trying to glorify the Lord with everything. We do not reject anything as such. Anashaktasya vishayan yatharham upayunjate nirbandho krishna sambandhe yukta vairagya muchyate. Rupa Goswami is giving the principle of yukta vairagya, renunciation in attachment. What is it like? Anashaktasya vishayan, becoming detached from everything. Jatharham upajanjate, accept whatever is needed, nirvandhu krishna sambandhe. Accept whatever is needed for the sake of rendering service to Krishna. And that is called yukta vairagya, or detachment in attachment. Apparently it seems that devotees of ISKCON are attached. They did not leave everything and go to the forest. They're staying in big, big cities, in big, big houses. They're using cars, they're using aeroplanes, they're using computers, they're using videos, they're using everything. So a layman will think, what kind of sadhus are these? they're hardcore materialists, right, in the garb of saffron robes. But actually, whatever is we are doing, whatever we are using it for Krishna. So that is the difference, and that is the meaning of Jupta Vaidanta. We are attached in Krishna consciousness. Actually, that is what makes us qualified, because when you go to spiritual sky, the spiritual sky is full of kalpa vrikshas and touchstones and surabhi kals. So if we do not learn how to use everything in Krishna's service, then how will we behave when you go back to spiritual sky? Clearly we will want things for our service, our enjoyment. So now we have to prepare ourselves for the taste. Like, as long as we have our desire to enjoy, we cannot go back to God. The qualification to go back to Godhead is simply to learn how to use everything in Krishna's service. How to use everything in Krishna's service. And that's what qualifies us to go back to Godhead. And when you learn that, when you become 100% purified in that practice, when you use everything in the service of the Lord, then we become qualified to go back to Godhead. Not otherwise. As long as we have our desire to enjoy, we cannot go back to Godhead. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us this knowledge, to teach us that science of Vairagya Vidya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us the science of renunciation, Vairagya Vidya. And what is that science of renunciation? The science of renunciation is Nija Bhakti Yoga. Mahaprabhu came to teach us the science of renunciation, which is non-different from devotional service to the Lord. Science of renunciation doesn't mean to reject everything. But science of renunciation is the expertise in using everything in the service of the Lord. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Shikhartham Eka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari Kripam Budhirja Stamaham Prapadde. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking. So, let us learn how to do that, and let's become qualified and expert in that science of Krishna consciousness, and then we'll become eligible to go back to Godhead. Back to the spiritual sky. And actually that's why we all are here. Our goal is to become a servant of the Lord, become devotees of the Lord, and when we become devotees of the Lord, then although we are situated in the material nature, we are actually situated in the spiritual sky. Like in the prison house, the people, those who are serving the king, they are not prisoners. In the prison house, there are people also, those who are serving the king in the prison. Like the prison warden, the prison officials, different officials, the sentries, the guards, the cooks, even the sweepers. So all these people, although they are in the prison, but are they prisoners? No. Why not? Because they are serving the king. So the same way, in the material nature, in the prison house of material nature, those who are serving the Supreme Lord, Krishna or Narayan, they are not imprisoned by this material nature. Although they are in the prison house, they are free. Because they are serving the king, the Supreme King, Krishna. Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any question?
Philosophy. said that Shankaracharya, he came after Lord Buddha. But on the other hand, it is stated also from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that if someone hears the Mahavadi philosophy on the one word, then his complete devotional service is finished.
Yeah, it's like, you see, Shankaracharya came with a medicine for the diseased one, right? Buddhists are actually atheists, right? So it's a disease to become an atheist. So Shankaracharya came and gave them a medicine in the form of Mayavada. Now for a diseased person, the poison actually acts as a medicine, right? But if a healthy man takes that poison, then he'll die, right? So when the Buddhists got the Mayavada philosophy, they actually made advancement, because the Buddhists are basically averse to the Vedas. Vedna maniya bhutto hoilo nastik. Since the Buddhists did not accept Vedas, that's why they are atheists. Prachanna nastik kovat. Covered atheism with Buddhism. So Shankaracharya came and he established the Vedas, right? But Buddhists would not accept the Vedas if the Vedas were presented as it is. So Shankaracharya had to make some alterations, right? So Buddhists, their ultimate goal is Nirvana. And according to them, Nirvana means to merge into the void, Sunnavad. Merging into the void and becoming nothing is Nirvana. So Shankaracharya came and said, you are saying that Nirvana means to merge into nothing, but actually in the Vedas it is saying that Nirvana means to merge into Brahma, and Brahma is the absolute. So the goal of life is not to become nothing, but the goal of life is to become become the absolute, right? So this is how Shankaracharya established the Vedas again. But in order to do that, he had to make some alteration that is called Mayavada and Nirvisheshvada. But then Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarkacharya, Vishnu Swami came. So they established the Shavisheshvada over Shankaracharya's Nirvisheshvada. And then Mahaprabhu came and he gave the Achinta Bhedavya Tattva and summed it all up. Like, there is an analogy regarding that, that on the field of atheism, Shankaracharya dug the foundation, right? And on that foundation, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarkacharya and Vishnu Swami, they built the temple. And in that temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the deities of Radha Krishna. So we are not averse to Shankaracharya. We consider Shankaracharya as our Acharya. Prabhupada, time and time again, Prabhupada pointed out that Shankaracharya is our Acharya. But he preached that in order to establish the Vedas. And it's like this also, this analogy is so significant. You see, when you dig the foundation actually goes in the opposite direction. Right? The building is going to go up, but the foundation digs downwards. Right? So apparently it seems that Shankaracharya is actually going in the opposite direction. But actually Shankaracharya is digging the foundation on the land of atheism. And then the temple was built by the four Vaishnava Acharyas, like Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarkacharya and Vishnu Swami. And then Mahaprabhu established the deities of Radha Krishna in that temple. So it's complete now. Any other question?
It was in connection with yesterday, with Mahatma Pradhan. I find here a purport.
Oh, I see.
Where the definition is that Pradhan is on the first place, then comes Mahatma, and then Pradhan. And the difference between Pradhan and Mahatma is that it's a transcendental.
Yeah, right. That's what I said. That you see, when the Brahma, you know, sort of converts into material energy, the first transformation is Pradhan.
Yes.
Then it is Mahatattva. Now, between Mahatattva and Pradhan, you cannot make any specific difference. But only the difference is time factor. Time factor, what does the time factor mean?
Yes.
The time? Yeah. Like, it is further You see, like when it goes deeper into this direction, and then it is Mahatattva. And then Mahatattva transforms into it. Like that's what I'm saying. Like when you look at it from the Brahman, from the direction of Brahman, then you perceive the Pradhan. When you perceive it from the direction of material nature, then it seems to be Mahatattva. And actually also, you know, these things, it is so fine and it's so beyond our material perception that we cannot possibly define it. Like, and like it says, you know, like it is impossible to define this, make the discrimination between Mahatattva and Pradhan and even Karan and Brahma. Brahma and Karan, causal ocean and Brahma Jyoti, is difficult to distinguish which part is Brahma Jyoti and which part is causal ocean. Sometimes it is actually Brahma Jyoti that is causal ocean, because beyond the universe, beyond the covering of the universe, is the Karan ocean, is the causal ocean. Right? And then again it has been pointed out that the beyond the universe is Brahma Jyoti. Right? So actually Brahma Jyoti and causal ocean is practically the same. It depends how you look at it. When you look at it from the material direction, it is causal ocean. When you look at it from the spiritual direction, it is Brahma Jyoti. Same way, when you look at it from the spiritual direction, it is Pradhan. When you look at it from the material direction, it is Mahatattva. It is, of course, in the beginning it is Pradhan. Then it transforms into Mahatattva. Then it transforms into material elements. Yes, it's very, very nice that you found it. Thank you. Yeah.
No, it's...
Which canto is that?
It's Fundamental Principles of Material Nature.
Third canto.
The 26th chapter. The third canto, 26th chapter. Verse 10. No, it's just not clear for me, but like you explained it now, it's like you can have less of you that were running from the center.
Well, I mean, you confirmed that by Prabhupada's explanation. Yeah, it's actually...
No, you said it's just how you look at it. Like, it's just...